So just to interrupt the program a little bit early in the daf, only because he can't go weiter without being ma'ayin a little bit in the Rishonim to understand Pashup Shad in this Gemara. Number one, what is a Tzadik Gomer? What's a Rasha Gomer? And what's a Beinoni? What's the definition? So Rashi says, Rishoyim Gemurim, two lines from the bottom, Ruba Mavoinas. Rashi teaches what a Rasha Gomer is. He says, any person that's Roiv Avoinas, he's a Rasha Gomer. Using Rashi's concept, it would then reason that a Tzadik Gomer is someone that's Rubam Schuyos, which would mean that a Beinoni is someone that's literally Mechza al Mechza. The two sides of the scale are exactly even. He doesn't have more averis, he doesn't have more schusim, but rather he's mechzal mechzal. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. Tosfos says the same thing. In other words, the pashtus in the Rishonim is that a Rasha Gomor, although the Lashon Amami, you would think this is a person that's a fartiger Rasha. He's a Rasha with all the Hidurim. Not necessarily. It just means that he's Roiv Avoinois. And a Tzadik Gomer doesn't necessarily mean someone who's the biggest Tzadik in the world. It means that 51% Schosim, only 49% Avoinois. He's anything but the Tzadik Gomer. But from the standpoint of this Gemara, it sounds like he's what the Tzadik Gomer is. And the Beinoni is somebody that's exactly 50-50. If that's the case, it would seem that most people are either Tzadikim Gemurim or Rishoyim Gemurim. The truth is, if you look in the Shagas Aryeh, in the Turei Evin, the way he's mefalful in this Gemara, which is always Ayin Sham, unfortunately we don't have the time to go through his Aharas, but every Kasha and every Teretz, but one thing that emerges from the Turei Evin's discussion in this Gemara, the Turei Evin says that most people are Beinonim, which is really what you would have thought if you weren't Ma'ayin and the Rishonim in our Gemara. So exactly how you reconcile that, that's a little bit Tzarech Bir. But the Rishonim seem to say that the Rosh HaGomer is more Averis, the Tzadik Gomer is more Mitzvahs, the Beinoni is someone who's right in middle. The Shagas Aryeh says what we would have thought, and that is, Mishum Destam Bnei Adam Beinonim Heim. Quote, unquote, from the Turei Evin right here in our Gemara. Either way, that's just as far as the definition goes of a Tzadik Gomer, a Rosh HaGomer, and a Beinoni. But what did the Braisa say? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? A Tzadik Gomer is Nechtav V'Nechtam La'alta L'chaim. A Rosha Gomer is Nechtav V'Nechtam La'alta L'misa. And a simple reading of the Gemara would seem to say that when it comes Rosh Hashanah, if there's a person that's a Tzadik Gomer, whatever the definition is, if there's a person that's a Tzadik Gomer, that means that person is guaranteed he's going to have a good Gebenshtiyo. It's guaranteed. He's nechta v'nechtam la'alte l'chaim. And if someone's a Rosh HaGomer, there's a din v'cheshbin in the world, guaranteed that he's nechta v'nechtam la'alte l'misa. And even a Beinoni, there's just 10 days where we have to figure out, is he going to be roiv mitzvahs or roiv avoinas? But the point is, Tzadik Gomer, nechta v'nechtam la'alte l'chaim. Rosh HaGomer is nechta v'nechtam la'alte l'misa. And all the Rishonim ask the obvious question. It's not true. Hachush meyet she'inoy kein. There are people that are tzaddikim gemurim that unfortunately have terrible nesiyonos. And there are people that are rishoyim gemurim and segeitzei zaya zaya git. Everything seems to be working for them. They're incredible balei mazel. And how does it reconcile with this gemara? So if the gemara would say that, oh, when it comes to the eimadin, this cheshbonos. Okay, that's fine. We could accept that. But that's not what the Gemara says. Rav Kruspedoy said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a Tzadik Gomer is Nechta V'Nechtam La'alta L'chaim, and a Rosh HaGomer is Nechta V'Nechtam La'alta L'misa. That means there aren't some heebie-jeebie cheshbonos, but it works based on merit. And this is the way it works. It's scientific. Chazal gave us insight into the din v'cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a problem, because we know the Metzius is not that way. And really, there's two primary approaches in the Rishonim to answer this kasha. Tosfos says a very, very big chiddush. Tosef says you have to say that Rab Kruspedoy Amar Rabbi Yochanan, even though this is always quoted, and even though this is something that every little child has been taught in yeshiva, but at the same time says Tosef, people misquote this chazal. Rabbi Yochanan was never talking about the Yom Hadin of Rosh Hashanah as we know. He was discussing Yom Hadin. He's discussing Yom Hadin that happens on Rosh Hashanah. That's clear. But at the same time, he doesn't mean Miyamasu Miyachya. He doesn't mean Miyayoni Miyayosher. That's not what he's referring to. What Kruspedoyim Rabbi Yochanan was referring to is, this is a tremendous chiddush, that every single year in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges man to determine whether this person is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba or whether this person's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Meaning, in addition to the fact that Kol Boi Oilam Oivin Lefan of Kivnei Maroin, in addition to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges man for everything that's going to happen, meaning Miyicha, Miyamisu, Miyayoni, Miyayosher, etc., etc., there's another din, and that is not for the person's existence in Oilam Hazeh, but it's for the person's existence in Oilam Haba. And that's what Rab Krus B'dayim Rabbi Yechim was referring to. He said, Shloisha Sfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. Echot Shal Rishon Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim Bein Oinim. A tzaddik gomer is nechtav and nechtam la'alta l'chayim. Immediately, he's going to be judged l'chayim. What does that mean? That he's a ben chayi oylem abo. A rosh gomer is nechtav and nechtam la'alta l'misa. He's not a ben oylem abo. And a benin, he is tali v'oymin. A bezog toisvis, we're not referring to chayi oylem azeh, we're referring to chayi oylem abo. So what are you going to tell me? There's a tzaddik v'raloi? You're going to tell me there's a rosh of a toivloi? How does this shtim with Rab Krus B'day? Rab Krus B'day is not talking about that. Rab Krus B'day is talking about the din as it relates to chayi oylem abo. He's not talking about the din as it relates to chayi oylem. That's what Tosfos says. Other Rishonim, Uberoshim, the Ramban. The Ramban talked a lot about the Yom Hadin. Ramban has a drasha that it's called the drasha of the Ramban for Rosh Hashanah. It's printed in the Mosad Rav Kook Tisvei Ramban. The Ramban also wrote a sefer called Sharag Mo, where he talks a lot about these inyanim. And the mahalach of the Ramban is that, of course, Rav Krus B'dayim, Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the Yom Hadin for the Chayi Olam Hazeh of the person. Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim nechtamim la'alta l'chaim. We know there's a tzadik v'ra'aloi. Rishon gemurim nechtavim nechtamim la'alta l'miso. We know there's a concept of a rosh of a toivloi. So he says also very big chiddush. That when Rabbi Yochanan said tzadik gomer, he didn't mean someone that's Rav Schosim. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean he's the biggest tzadik in the world. He meant someone that was yotza tzadik b'din. And when he said Rosh Hashanah, he didn't mean someone that's Be'etzem a Rasha. Maybe he's not a Rasha. But what he meant was someone that was Yotza Chayev B'din. He was Yotza Rasha B'din. And as it relates to that, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has Cheshbonos. Sometimes the Tzaddik is Yotza Chayev B'din. And sometimes the Rasha is Yotza Zakai B'din. They don't necessarily go hand in hand. And that's why there is a concept of a Tzaddik V'Raloi and a Rasha V'Toivloi. But the point is, Avada, we're dealing with Chayi Olam Hazeh, but at the same time, what we mean is Tzaddik B'din, Rasha B'din. And the Rishonim say that where do you find such a concept? It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'Tztiko as a Tzaddik V'Hirshio as a Rasha. And in that pasuk, the V'Tztiko as a Tzaddik doesn't mean as a grace of Tzaddik, you want to go give him a kvittel. V'Tztiko as a Tzaddik means the person that in this Chayshem Mishpat case, Manali B'Yotcha, V'Haloyoyme, L'Hoyodvar Me'oylam, he ended up coming out Tzaddik B'din. And the V'Hirshio as a Rasha doesn't mean he's a Gefel Chayid and that he's Pasul Eidos. He just lost it in Torah. So the point is, there's an idea of a Tzaddik and a Rasha B'din, and that's what this Gemara is referring to. So two approaches in the Rishonim. There are others, but these are the two Iker approaches. Tosfos says that Rab Krus B'dayim Rabbi Yechon was referring to Chayi Olam Haba. The Ramban and other Rishonim say that, no, the Rab Krus B'dayim Rabbi Yechon was referring to Chayi Olam Haba. Ay, what do you mean? Tzadikim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomim la'alta l'chayim Rishom gemurim nechtovim nechtomim la'alta l'misa. It doesn't mean a tzadik gomer, rosh gomer in a vacuum, but it means the person that was yotza zaka b'din, a person that was yotza chayim b'din. The one thing then that we need to understand is, what is this new din, pun intended, of Tosfos, where Tosfos says that on Rosh Hashanah, in addition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging man to determine what his Chayi Olam Hazeh is going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also judges man to determine what his Chayi Olam Haba is going to be. What does that mean? There's a Yom HaDin for a person to determine what his Chayi Olam Haba is? What's the point? L'chura, after a person dies, we'll figure out. Kol Yisrom, Yesh Lam Chelek Leilam Haba. But of course, you have to read the fine print. Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelek Leilam Haba. And then we'll know whether he fits into the Kol Yisrael or not, and what Chelek of Olam Haba is going to have. Why is it that every single year, for 120 years, a person needs a Din V'Cheshbon to figure out whether he's a Ben Olam Haba? So the truth is, the Rishonim already discussed this. The Tosfos Rush, right here, on this Gemara. So he brings Tosfos Pshat, and the Tosfos Rush is Moisef. He says that we find sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka punishes a tzaddik in this world, because he wants him to have more Olam Haba. And sometimes the Eibush the Dafka gives a Rasha a lot of toiv in this world, because he wants to take away from his chosim. So like this, he's not going to have so much Olam Haba. So says the Tosfos Rush, that's where it's negeya. It's negeya to determine, is this person a Ben Olam Haba? Then we're going to treat him one way. Is this person not Ben Olam Haba? Then we're going to treat him another way. The Rosh Hashiva, Reb Aaron Cutler, and Mishnas Reb Aaron, so this is in Chelik Beis, it's page Kuf Tzadik Dalet. He says what the Tais Rosh says, but he goes into it by Richos. He says that if a person's mispoinin a little bit, you find many places in Chazal that the Hanhaga from Shemayim is different for a person that's a Ben Olam Haba versus a person that's not a Ben Olam Haba. It's an Ander Siyata Deshmaya. Even the Hashpois, Toivois, whether it's Parnasa, Gizunt, whatever it is, it comes from a different Makar. It comes from a different place. The Hanhaga of a Yid that's destined to be in Olam Haba is completely different. David HaMelech said, Raglei Chassid of Yishmar. There's a concept that someone that's a chassid gets a special shmirah from the Yetzihara. If a person is determined, it's Gepaskin, that he's a Ben Olam Haba, they're going to look at him differently from Shemayim than they're going to look at other people. Sometimes Latoiv, sometimes Lara. But it's always Latoiv, because it's really all from a big picture Olam Haba digger perspective. But either way, what emerges from Tosfos and the Bir Agra, incidentally Paskins this way, in Simit Tov Kuf Pei Beis, is that there are two dinim as it relates to Rosh Hashanah. There's the din as it relates to a person's Chai Olam Haza, and there's the din as it relates to a person's Chai Olam Haba. And just to put it all together, Chai Olam Haza b'Rosh Hashanah yekasevon u'b'yoyim tzoyim kippur yechasevon. That's true for every single person. The Ksivas Adin is on Rosh Hashanah, the Gzar Din, the Ksivas Adin is on Yom Kippur, and that's why every single Yid, from the biggest Tzaddik to the biggest Rosh on Yom Kippur, he says in the Sana Toikiv, mi yichyo, mi yamos, everyone says it together in harmony, because it's something that's nogeya every single person. It's Kasveinu throughout Aser HaSimei Tshuva, it's Chasmeinu by Ne'ila, because that Metzios is true for every single person. I, Rab Kruspedoy, I'm Rab Yoichanan. That was talking about a different thing. That's as it relates to, is this person a Ben Olam Haba, or is this person a Ben Olam Haza? Then, Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim Venechtomim La'alta L'chaim. So on Rosh Hashanah already it's Gepaskin. Rishon Gemur, it's also Gepaskin Rosh Hashanah. And there's a concept of the Beinani that his judgment is going to be pending. But either way, just Poshib Shah in this very, very important memra from Rab Kruspedoy, I'm Rab Yoichanan.